You let it stand to pull off. Maybe some steam will come up, and steam is very hot. So the melee, that will push out the 60 drops of Posa Becholov that are waiting in the periphery, in the inner periphery of the day. So that the Prishe says, no, that if he wants to wait until it cools off, then there is no minigayon. But suppose he's very impatient, he can't wait until it will cool off. He's very hungry, he's very impatient. He can't wait until it will cool off. So then, Mi'ikra de dine, it should be muter to pour out the soup the other direction. You see, let's say, if the tip has cool off, it fell to negadareka. So, of course, you cannot pour it this way. You cannot pour it this way, because then all the soup will be poured, the hot soup will be poured, that mocking where the 60 drops of Bosa Becholov are latent, you know, and then there'll be erisichus, an extra erisichus, and that will cause the 60 drops of Bosa Becholov to come out, and there is no 60 times 60 to be mevatel the 60, you see. But suppose he turns over the pot the other way, to the other basin. Now, it fell, you know, a basin, so it fell here, so he'll pour it out the other way. So no soup will be applied, no hot soup will come in contact. So why shouldn't he do it? So why doesn't the smak say, instead of saying Vizeta Konosi, Shia Mechenu Kachuli Yidabuachet Istanein, he should give another Eitze. Vizeta Konosi, Sheyare Hatapshil, Derech Hadeifen O'Acher. Now, if this fell here, Kenegida Reiken, then you'll start pouring to the other Deifen. So no hot soup will come in contact with this spot, you see. So that should also be all right, Mikadivine. So the Shach points out, why doesn't the smart give us that Eitze? The answer is, we should not do that Lechate. That Eitze we should not do. Why shouldn't we do this Eitze? Because one has to be very alert, a big Zoris, in order to make sure that as he turns over the soup the other way, so no soup will be poured on that spot. Many times, even if you start turning the pot the other way, but a little bit of soup, you know, after all, you can't control it. It's very difficult to control it. You have to be very, very alert. And experience too, to manipulate that as it turns over the pot the other way, no soup should come in contact with that spot. Especially if it can neged horeken, it can neged horeken just a little above the level. If, let's say, the level of the ritif is right at the bottom, then it's not so difficult to manipulate that as it pours out the other way. But suppose can neged horeken, and let's say just a little above the level of the ritif. So then it's very hard to manipulate that as you pour out the soup the other way, to that ritif, that no soup, hot soup should come in contact with that spot. So because of that, the chatzil were not supposed to do it. So the precious pshat is that when the Torah says he doesn't have reference to the case where he wants to rely on the takone of letting it stand until it's complete, then there is no meaning. But the when does the Torah say for Noah Goelom if he is in a hurry? And he can't till it cools off. And he wants to eat the soup now. So he decides. So he wants to pour it out the other way. So that is no agreement. But if he wants to wait until it cools off, then it's all right. But most Nesikirim say that for no agreement means even if he wants to let it stand until it cools off. Because of the possibility it will be malach sichus within the first moment. But if it fell, let's say there is a big fire and you put a pot and there is a big fire and the drop is mamish, so then the ish has the effect of drying up the tipping before it has a chance to be absorbed by the day. So when it is absorbed by the Gzeireh, it's not even a Chalei Shem of it. It's a dried It's a dry tipe. It's not edible anymore. It becomes dried up by the heat of the fire before it is absorbed in the day fen hagdeh. Vidatish no fuvis sashim gedei shavu no fuvis gedei shmuter shoei seifim yapshei vidav muet. So when do we say that the tipe falls in Egeloish? Then it becomes dried up before it has a chance to be absorbed in the different day. That is, if it's one drop, but if you have thousands of drops, then even though they fall in Egeloish, they don't dry up within the 3 seconds before they are absorbed by the different day. Now, so there are two pshat in Rabbi Yechiel. One pshat in Rabbi Yechiel is because this din of the smack, that there is a sofik in the Gemara, mifapeya bikulei or not mifapeya bikulei, is very difficult. Because when you go over the Gemara, the suge is working, that tzadik vov, it doesn't seem that there is a bayla yipe. The Gemara discussed that. But then the maskona of the Gemara is either one way or the other way, not that it's a bayla yipe. So how does the smak say that it's a sofik? Now, that's it. When you boil it in the kele, in the bisamigdor, so the halach is that it's rikki ushtik. Now, so there is a gemore. There is a gemore that tzadik vov on the base. There is a gemore that tzadik vov on the base in Zvoch. Rav Yitzchok bar Yehuda aver ogel kamei d'Rome b'chomet. Rav Yitzchok bar Yehuda was accustomed to learn by Rome b'chomet. Shavke. So he left Rome b'chomet. The Ozle Rav Sheishis, and he chose another rabbi. So he went to Rav Sheishis. So Rome Bachome was tormented by the fact that Rav Yitzchok bar Yehuda left him and joined Rav Sheishis. So one day Rome Bachome happened to meet his former Talmud, Rav Yitzchok bar Yehuda. Omalei al kapate naktan reiche osalon. There is a maxim among people that if the prince touched me, so I acquire the sense of princehood. In other words, just because you joined Rav Sheishes, so you think you are like Rav Sheishes, you don't even come to see me. So only laugh. No, that's not the reason. Mishimoche, the reason as to why I left you and I joined Rav Sheishes is not that I don't want to see you, but whenever I ask you a certain shayles, you are always patient on the basis of svot. But whenever I ask a certain shayla of Sheishes, he doesn't give me an answer on the basis of svara. He mentions a braise. So even if I find a braise to the contrary, so that does not, if you say something on the basis of svara, and if you find a braise that seems to contradict your svara, so then you come to the conclusion that your svara isn't right. But if when Rav Sheishes shows me a braise that the din is a certain way, so even if I have a raya from another braise that the din is that way, so I cannot reject the din. So that's why I prefer to go to Rav Sheishes rather than to you. This is what he said. So he said, if you want, I can also give you answers from the wise. So boyimene will say, the yivshadoki masnitse, boyimene, bishel b'miksas kli, tomeri keu shtifana. The halach in Kochim is that if you're mevashel kol in a kele, you have to make merike shtipe. Merike is like a gola, and shtipe is bitzeh. So that's the halach. It's ignorance hakosek. That if you're mevashel kochim in a pot, so then that pot in which you are boiled, you cook the kochim, so you have to realize merike, that's like a gola, and shtipe, cold water, in cold water. Suppose you are mevashel b'miktas kele, Do you have to make Merike Shtife in the whole tale or not? Omalei! Einton, Omalei Einton. So Rav Chome Bar Chome said Einton. Mide de Hava Azoe. Mide de Hava Azoe. Suppose Idam Chato sprinkles on a beget. So then that beget requires kibbutz. Suppose Dam Chatos will sprinkle only on part of the beggar, just here, not on the whole beggar. So the halacha is that only this portion of the beggar upon which the Dam Chatos sprinkles requires kibbutz, has to be washed. But the other portion of the beggar that the Dam Chatos didn't touch doesn't require kibbutz. So Mimele, he made an analogy, just as Ligabe Dam that was Nitzas and a Mixas beggar. So only that Mixas upon which the dam sprinkled requires kibbutz, the rest of the beggar. Not so. If you say Yom Vashe, let's say a korban in part of the keli, and the major portion of the keli was not touched, no bishul to place there. It's a big keli, so you don't have to make merike shtife on the whole keli. You made an analogy. So it said, Omer einito mid dava zoe volitone oche. Omer mistabre ki beget ma beget in iton kibus el mikim adam af kli in iton merike shtif el mikim bishu. Omer midome dam loy mifapea bishu mifapea bishu mifapea vei tanye chima ba zoe min brike u shtife vechima bim brike u shtife ba zoe. So here the Gemara said midome dam loy mifapea bishu mifapea. So that means that the Gemara, the maskona of the Gemara is, the maskona of the Gemara is, the maskona of the Gemara is that is that Bishlo is mifapeya, that Bishlo is mifapeya. So the more the high mentions in the name of the Ri, that according to the maskona of the Gemara, so it's mifapeya because it's mifapeya because. But so why does the smack say it's a suffix? So either. We have to discuss that. I mean, you'll go over. I mean, you have to go over the whole Gemara up to the Mishneh, in order to understand it. But anyway, so we have three shittes of Rishonim here. There is one shitte that according to Maskona of the Gemara, so it's Mifapeya. So it's not Mifapeya Bikulei. So if it's not Mifapeya Bikulei, so why is the Maskona of the Gemara? Why does the Gemara say that he has to realize Merike Ushtife and the whole Kele, even though he was Mavashal and Mixas? So it's because of his special Zazakosov, because the Gemara mentions his special Zazakosov. But otherwise, it wouldn't require Merike Ushtife and the whole Kele, because it's not Mifapea Bikole. And then the Shite of the Ri is, that it is now. The Hashulchan mentions the Russian of the Malachi, I think. Now, so the Shita of Teisves in Zvochem Daftar Gvov is not only Furesh, but it's Mashma, that the Maskone of the Gemore is that it's Mifapeya Bikolei. Mifapeya Bikolei. And then the Mordechai mentions in the name of the Ri that the Pshites of the Gemara, the Maskona of the Gemara, that it's Eli Mifapeya Bikolei. The Horaye, because the Gemara mentions Iposik. The Gemara mentions Iposik that Bishul Bimikzas Kli, Tzorich, Merike, Ushtive, B'chol HaKele. Now, if we said that the Maskona of the Gemara is Mifapeya Bikolei, why do we have to resort to Iposik? So you could say, maybe that's the Pshat in the Posik. So this is the Pshat in the smag. The smag has a suffix. Now the Gemara says that there is exas hakosuf, that bishul b'mitzas kli. So tzolch merike ushtive b'chol hakele. So there are two alternatives, two explanations. One is that alibedem is the maskon of the Gemara is that ain't a mifapeh b'kolei. So mainly without exas hakosuf, I would say that bishul b'mitzas kli ain't tzolch merike ushtive b'chol hakele. But there is a special exas hakosuf, not because it's mifapeh b'chol hakele. And the other explanation is that this exas hakosuf is declaratory of this fact that it's mifapeya b'chol hakele. Why does the Torah say bishul b'miktas kli tzorich merike shtive b'chol hakele? Because there is pipua b'chol hakele. So b'meile, even though visibly the bishul took place only in a small portion of the kelev. You cooked a small piece of corn in a big kettle. So visibly, the bishul took place only in a small segment of the kelev. But since it's in papir the chola kelev, so al pidin it's considered as if the bishul took place in the whole kelev. So in other words, that's the shita of the smak. The smak has a suffix. Not that it's a Bible yifshite. Not that the smak means that it's a Bible yifshite. But the smak has a suffix. What's the pshat in the gzeras hakosuv? Is this gzeras hakosuv of bishul b'mitzvas hakli? So tzorech merikah shtivel chol hakli, declaratory of the mitzias that mifapir b'chol hakli. So memele, even though lifimaras ayin, the bishul took place only in a portion of the kelev, but actually, because of the pipua b'chol hakelev, it's considered like a bishul b'chol hakelev. So that's the reason as to why the Torah requires us to make a merikah shtivel chol hakelev. Oh no, the pshat gzeras hakosuv is on the contrary. Without the gzeras hakosuv, since a bishul took place only in mitzvah sakli, so the rest of the kelev shouldn't require merikah shtivel. But this is special gzeras hakosuv. You have to be merikah shtivel the whole kelev anyway. And but the maskone is that in papir chole. So that's the suffix that the Mordechai has. And then from Tesvis and Rashi it's mashma that the maskone of the Gemara is that it's mifapir bikule. That's mifapir bikule. And then the Mordechai in the name of the Ri says that pshita leidein in mifapir. Pshita leidein in mifapir. Now so we have actually three shittas. Either that it's vadai mifapir bichule, either that it's vadai in mifapir chile, or that there is a suffix, whether it's mifapir bichule or it's not mifapir chile. So memele, there are two pshotim in this Rabbi Yechiel. The Rabbi Yechiel lo yematiro bishasatrak, ki in derev Shabbos, afilu shaloi ki neged aretev, afilu shaloi ki neged reish, al yedei samech. Why? Because why does the smak say that if it fell shaloi ki neged aretev, then it's osea, unless you let it stand until it cools off. Until it cools off. But if you don't let it stand until it cools off, and you start pouring through the dayfen on which the tipper fell, so then it is osea. Because of the possibility, maybe the tipper of cholov combined in the interior of 59 tippers of basal, and it remains sticking in the inner periphery. And then when you pour the basal over that spot, so then it is pushed out, and there is no shishim 60 times 60, negative 60, there is negative tipas cholov that fell, that's why it's osa. But that is only shayach if we say that there is a suffix whether it's mifapei abikulei, or it's not mifapei abikulei. But if we pass, like the shita of Tesvis and Rashi, that it's certainly mifapei abikulei, and what does it mean mifapei abikulei? Whether we explain it like the Taz, or explain it like the Pesios and the Shach, if it's mifapei abikulei, then we have no problem, so then it is muta. So one pshat in Rabbi Yechiel is that whereas the smart holds that it's a suffix whether it's mifapei abikulei or not, so Rabbi Yechiel holds that the mokim atchak, Erev Shabbos, mokmef and merube, we rely on the shittas of Rishonim that it's vada mifapei abikulei. So shaloi b'mok mefsid merube, we have to be cheshish for the shita of the smak. Maybe it's not mifapir b'chulei, so then we have a problem. But b'mok mefsid merube, we rely on the shita that it's vadai mifapir b'chulei. If it's vadai mifapir b'chulei, so even can I get a reikon, so there is no problem. Regardless of the pshat we give, whether we adapt the explanation given by the Taz or the explanation given by the Sios and the Shach, if it's a vadai that mifapir abikulei, so then there is no problem. Then there is no problem. Alright. Now, so then, that's one pshat. And that the Gro explains Rabbi Yechiel on the basis of the Shita of the Ramban. Now you remember in Simon Tzadik Ches we learned 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, in the Mechaber, in Simon Tzadik Ches, machleket between the Rashi and the Ramban, whether the Aloch of Tichon Atzis Nevele applies to Beluah. So the Shita of the Ramban is that the Aloch of Tichon Atzis Nevele does not apply to Beluah. The Shita of the Rashbo is that it does apply to Beluah. So Memele, according to the Ramban, Rabbi Yechiel, Bimokim Efsid Merube, he relies on the Shita of the Ramban, that to Beluah we don't apply vis-a-vis Beluah, we don't apply the principle of Tichon Atzis Nevele. So with Memele, so in Matiro Bishasatrak, the end of Shabbos, Abu Shalik Negedarated. What's the problem, Shalik Negedarated? If you don't let it stand, if you start pouring the hot soup over that spot, so what's the problem? Maybe it's not in Papir Bikulei. So it's not in Papir Bikulei, so it didn't penetrate and fall into the top shield. So it remains sticking in the interior in the interior of the Dafen, in the periphery, in the inner periphery, in the interior of the in the periphery of the Dafen, and there it combined with 59 drops of Paso, and so all the 60, so this combination of 1 plus 59, this combination of Vasa B'cholov became a heft of Vasa B'cholov. According to who? Which, according to which chike? If this happened, that this one drop of cholov combined with 59 drops of basal in the interior, in the periphery of the Dafen. So it became Mechticha B'Yisur according to which chike, according to Rashba chike, but according to Ramban chike, as long as it doesn't come out, they are innocent. It does not become Mechticha B'Yisur. So it's considered, it's not considered as one entity of basal cholov, as 60 drops of basal cholov. But as long as it's latent in the Dafen Agdeiro, so we have to consider it not as one entity of 60 drops of basal cholov, but as two separate entities. 59 drops of basal, that's all right, that's completely neutral, it's innocent, and one drop of cholov, separate entity. So then, when can they become a chepter of basal cholov? Only when it's been, when it becomes visible. The moment they are pushed through the hot soup, so then the 59 drops of basal combined with the other drops, with the numerous drops of the top shield that was in the there inside, and together there is certainly shishim negative one drop of cholov. So that's why the Gro explains that Rav Yechiel is based upon the shita of Ramban. All right. So there are two pshatim. Either it's based upon the shita of Rashi and Tesves, that the maskone of the Gemara in Zvochim Daf Sadik Vov is that is mifapeya bikulei. So then there is no problem. Or the sheet of Rabbi Yechiel is based upon the sheet of Ramban. Kosav Adin Rov Yorozal Machve Shel Cholch Shel Cholop Shenosnei Bikiro Tachazir Shel Boso Hazeye Oile V'Nivra B'Deiro V'Yisal. So what we had that din in Taruves too, Simen Kufay. But this is mainly at that time we referred to Simen Tadik Beis. So what does that mean? That Zeye is also has Imamoshis. Now one could argue Zeye, that's nothing. Vapor. Who worries about vapor? So this says no, that vapor also is mamoshes. Vapor is mamoshes. In other words, if the milk started to evaporate and the vapor of milk started to come out and it touched the Deir Shel Boso, so that means that the Deir Shel Boso absorbed the vapor of milk. So what is vapor? Vapor that's milk in a gaseous state. So that has a mamoshes, and the male, if there is no shishim in the gdeira shel boso neged the vapor of the milk, so then the gdeira shel boso becomes osa. And we pass by it. All right. Now on Sunday we'll go over the Mechaber and Ramo, and then with the Taz and Shach. And it shouldn't be difficult because I explained all the difficult points.
Even according to the Ramban, don't we have to assume the maximum as well, and assume that the 59 plus 18, or the 59 drops of blusser that were below in the pot don't come out? I mean, the Rosh Hashanah mentioned...
No, if they don't come out, so it's even better.
No.
Even if we... If by a... Mechaber and Ramo, Simen Tzadik Beis. Kazai is boso or shenofal, v'sichi or shel cholol, v'seyach. Teimu kichovim agdeyo. So we rely on the time of the kvele in regard to the cholov. So im mama sheyish botam bosor asur vim lav muteres afu lepoches mishishi ve'eisach ticho asur. So in other words, eisach ticho, we don't rely on the time because there. It is no capability, it will absorb the time. After a small piece of meat into a big kettle of boiling milk, so no capability, the meat absorbs the time of milk. So even if the goy says no, we don't rely on it. Mashenkin ligabi the cholov, so there it's possible that it does not give it time. So and the Mechaber paskens, even if there is no shishin, but if the goy says there is no time, so it's muta. Atul epochet mishish. Ve'is achticho asur. Bamed dvar mamurim b'shekidem ve'eitzi achticho kedem shetifleit cholof shebol. Da'ayne kedem shetenuach hayei omir ticho. Aval im lo yispik lisalke. Ad shetuchal lifleit acholof shebol. Aval pish. So the kadayis boso first absorbed, the first moment it absorbed milk from the cattle. And then after it stopped boiling, so it was pale the milk. Now that milk that was pale, that's Cholov Yisrael, Cholov Mevele. So then it's commingled with the rest of the milk. So if there is no shishim, so maybe it's osher. And it's osher on kiyesh v'samach. But if there is shishim, so then it's muta. Why? Because we don't pass like Rashi. Masha'inkin, the two mentioned according to Rashi, even if there is shishim, because it's being mimine, so after the belly of the Now, so, vayin l'kamon simen tzadik chesdin on neyegim l'isna chatim esin l'chobin, ubin on samach. Beholding it. Now that when he learned Aruve, so he pointed out that there is the Shachs explains it not on the basis of that we are cheshish for Rashi Shittik, that even if there is no tam, we require shishim as well. That we're not cheshish, but we don't trust the atom. But Enoch Name, let's say, suppose a soil would be there, let's say it's a question of truma that fell. Into chul min shaloi b'minei, and the kayan was tayan, and the kayan says there is no tam, then even according to pshak of the Ramo, so it would be muta. But the Lebush says no. The reason as to why we are not saying atimati chovi, not because we don't trust the chovi, but a different reason, because we acheshish fashidas rash, that the fact that there is no tam is not enough. There must be shishim in addition. All right. Nofal cholov l'sterbeiro shel boso teyami machticho shenofal ole acholov im ein bo tam cholov hakel muta vim yeish bichticho mitim as cholov nescho eisho chaticho. So if cholov fell into the deiro shel boso, so yateyim the uppermost ticho upon which the ticho upon which the cholov dropped. If there is no tam cholov hakel muta, and if in that chticha there is itam cholov, so that chticha becomes a chticha deyisure. So then we require, so vim yeh chticha mitim as cholov tesreis chticha. So we did on the same chinah v'chovim bin shishim chticha bin vav kulaso. So then once the chticha becomes osea, so then we need shishim neged the size of the whole chticha. ומשאר וכולו הם מוי וחמה שיש בדיר ומחתיך ומחתיך זה והירק והמורג והטבלין כדי שתהי חתיך זו איך עוד לשישי מהקיר החתיך אסור והשום מותה במה דבור מאמורים ושלו איני ירד דיר ומתחילו כשנופל החולו אלו יפסי so at the very outset so the time was concentrated in that חתיך. And then when he's minayah, so that's the chavikim echticha deyisure. Then when he's minayah, so it spread to the rest of the deyra. So maybe we need shishim, neged the whole chticha. Avo in the mitchilo v'atzof, oy shekiso, mishas nifilo v'atzof, akum mitzarek v'vatl damachol. So the mechaber mentions the Roshna Rambam, mitchilo v'atzof. The tour was matzikanet. The tour is matzikanet. I mean, it's not necessary that it should be that he should be minayo the whole time, if not that. But Mechaber mentioned the Loshna Rambam. Now, here we have the machlekes between the two mentioned. We have the machlekes between Rashi and the Ri. Between Rashi and the Ri. Now, the Mechaber and the Ramo, they don't spell it out explicitly. The two spelled out the machlekes, but the Mechaber and the Ramo don't spell it out. The question is, how do we pass? Doesn't Shchunoch pass like the Rashi or like the Ri? So that's discussed by the Taz of the Shach. But there is a machleke between Rashi and the Ri. According to Rashi, so if the chticho is miktsos of Reitev and miktsos above the level of Reitev, so it is considered as if the whole chaticha is above the level of Reitev. So memele, even if the Rishishi neged the tipas cholov that fell on the uppermost chaticho, according to Rashi, so that chaticho, that even if there is shishim in the whole deiro, neged the tipas cholov that fell on the chaticho, so that chaticho becomes osa. That chaticho becomes osa. According to the Ri, that chaticho does not become osa, because according to the Ri, if it's mitzos or chutzla reitev, and mitzos or teicha reitev, it's considered as if kulot teicha reitev. So it's like one chaticha, so everything is mitzurev. So either it's shishim in the totality of the deiro, then even the uppermost chaticha upon which the whole of drop is also Mutar. According to Rashi, so according to he, it's a Kule. If there is Shishim, so even the Apamus Hatir upon which the whole of drop is Mutar. And according to Rashi, the Apamus Hatir is also, no, there is Shishim, the Talad over there. Now, there is a machlekes between the Taz and the Shach. The Taz, it's not only Taz and the Shach, I mean, everybody is against the Taz. The Taz mentions the Dark Image. And everybody agrees with the Dark Image, but the Taz is the only one who is chek. So the Dark Image says that according to Rashi Shite, according to Rashi Shite, we have a Chumre and we have a Kule. We have a Chumre, according to Rashi, that if it is. Now let's take the case where the uppermost Chaticho is completely above the rate. Let's say the rate reaches up to here, up to the middle of this lower Chaticho. And then this is the uppermost Chaticho, and the uppermost Chaticho is completely above the rate. And then milk drops, it tipas hollow drops on this Chaticho. So in such a case, everybody agrees, Rashi and the Ri, that this Chaticho is Oseh, even though in the totality of the day, there is Shishim, but that's considered as if it had been cooking in a separate Nigdeira by itself. So that Chaticha, if it gave it time, that Chaticha is Oseh. In spite of the fact that the totality of the Nigdeira has Shishim, negative tipas hollow that fell on it. That's the case where the uppermost Chaticha is completely above the rate. Now, suppose it's Mitzoso, the rate of his Magi up to here. So the upper portion of the Chaticha is above the level of the Reitev. The lower portion of the Chaticha is within the Reitev, So then, there is a machlekes between Rashi and the Ri. So one thing is sure, that according to Rashi, we have the Chumre. According to Rashi, we have the Chumre, that even though in the totality of the Gdeir Heshishim negative tipas cholov that fell on this Chaticha that is Miksosa Besicha Reite or Miksosa Chutzla Reite, so still this Chaticha remains Osa. According to the Ri, we have a Kule that if the totality of the Gdeir Heshishim negative tipas cholov, so then even this Chaticha is Mutaris. Even this Chaticha is Mutaris. That's, so he certainly have a Chumre according to Rashi Shite and the Kule according to the Rishi. But the Akimesha says there is a Kule emanating from Rashi Shite as well. According to Rashi Shite, to this Chaticha according to Rashi has the Chumre that it's Oseh in spite of the fact that the totality of the Deir HaShishim, but this the other Chatiches, the rest of the Deir, is Muter, the rest of the Deir, whereas is Muter even if there is no Shishim negative as whole from the totality of the Deir, according to Rashi, whereas according to the Ri, we have a Chumre. Because according to the Ri, Miktosa B'Sicharetev, Miktosa Chuslaretev is considered like as if everything had been Teicharetev. So mainly everything is Mitzuret. So if there is no Shishim in the totality of the Deire, negative the Tipas Cholov that fell on the uppermost, Chatiche, so according to the Ri, even the other Chatiches are Osea. But according to Rashi, even if there is no Shishim negative the Tipas Cholov, the Dark Emesha says, according to Rashi, so the other Chatichas are still Mutah, whereas according to the Reeve, there is no Shishim negative as follow, the other Chatichas are also. The Taz says, there is no Kule emanating from Rashi Shite. But on the contrary, that according to Rashi Shite, it's Kule Chum. Of course, it goes without saying that according to Rashi Shite, even if there is Shishim, negative, in the totality of the day, negative, the Tipas Cholov. So according to Rashi Shite, that uppermost Chaticha remains Osa. But where is the Dark Emesha says that according to Rashi Shite, the rest of the day, so is Muter even if there is no Shishim, negative, the Tipas Cholov? So the Taz says, according to Rashi, the rest of the day is Osa, even if there is Shishim. Negative tipas cholov. unless there is shishim neged the whole size of the chatecha. This is Tazir. And that is very strange. But they are all chelik on the Tazir. Now let's see the Tazir in Siv Beis. Ze mayre, shenof lo Siv Beis, v'sir deyo shobos. Nof lo cholo v'sir deyo, nof al cholo v'sir deyo shobos. Ze mayre, shenof lo hatipo shela ala chaticho, achas chutz lereitit. Di b'seicha reitit. Vadai kol ma shebikteicho mitztarif levat latip. Because of that too, well, of course, if the whole chaticha upon which the milk dropped is teicho reitei, so then I call it everybody. So everything is mitzure. He says, "Dibisir reitei, vaday kol mashe bigdira mitzdar vat latik." Because of that too, machlokes Rashi v'Ribbaze, the ri davke shachticha kol chutz reitei, kishticha achas tzosa chutz reitei, v'zumnachas lo, v'al koch nesrach chaticha levad, avu mitzosa reitei, v'otichem arevez kol agdeira vat mitzdar vat lacholo. ולרשי, אפילו מצטוס ברייטב, אין אתה מצטרף לבת לאכול. אין דאפה מאוס חתיך פנו איש דה טיפס חולף טוואפ, ממין זו עושה. Even though the totality of the day ראה שישים נגד טיפס חולף. So then he says, and he mentions, ויש, that's part and parcel of the Russian documentation, ויש כולה לרשי, מצד האחד, דהי ומקצוס ברייטב, וזו אחתיך נסרס, אין נסרס השור. So the other chatiches do not become osir, even if the totality of the deira do not have shishim negative as cholov. Because according to Rashi, so where mitzosot mitzosot chutz lereitev, mitzosot teicha reitev, it is to be treated as if it had been kulo chutz lereitev. Kulo chutz lereitev, so then the apamos chatiches is treated as if it's boiled by, it's cooked in a pot by itself. So naturally it doesn't affect the status of the chtiches in the rest of the day, right? because it's by itself, it's not mitzure. That's the shita of the Archimedes. So the shita of the Archimedes is that there is a kula emanating from Rashi shita as well. The Lenira is deity, so the Taz. It's a very strange shita of the Taz in Rashi. Lenira is deity, the Alpha Pishayim Bereitim, the Lemato, Misayeya, Livate, Tipas Cholof Shenoflo. לפי שאינו תיכו מגיע לשום מכל מוקים איסוך תיכו עצמו נאסרס חיליק התחתים וחיליק העליין וחיזרס ויועיסרס למטו כל הרייטב ומה שבסייך יעד שישים נגד כל החתיכו וכל החתיכו נאסס נבילה כיבני מיקסס החתיכו מנחס תיכו רייטב הוא רייטב מליך לשור ומדברי השולחן ערוך אלו שאם דברי רמב״ם נראה לסביר לי כרש"י בדיקות אבי נסרח תיכו ייסר את השור על כוחו חמיר לדוח קיימלון אף על פי שרשאל בישר ואת השור יפוס הקרי וכל מסירי כרב הגוסו סימנטה זה איך מקרש. So he says that he mentions that big חידש, which is a very strange חידש, that there is no kule emanating from Rashi Shittim. The Darkimation says, and it seems that all the Nesikil may agree the Darkimation. So, that there is a kula emanating from Rashi Shittim as well, not only a chum. And the kula that emanates from Rashi Shittim, the Darkimation says, is that according to Rashi, if there is mitzvos chutz lereitev, mitzvos teicha reitev, so it's to be considered as if it kula chutz lereitev. So, mele, the other chiches, Amuter, even if there is no shishim negative as cholo. So he says, if it's mikzoso, chutzlereitev, and mikzoso, teichareitev, so then the adachtiches are also osir, unless the adachtiches have shishim negative the size of the whole chaticho. So in other words, so negative the size of the whole chaticho. Why? What's the hesber? Now, if let's say it's kulo chutz lereitev, then this chaticho is osir, even though the totality of the deiro has shishim negative as cholov, but the other chatichos are completely muter, even if they don't have shishim, even negative the tipas cholov. Mashein kein, if it is mikzos teicho reitev. And mikzoso chutz lereitev, so then it has all the chumres in the world. On one hand, it has the chumre over and above the case where it's kulo, or where it's kulo chutz lereitev, kulo teicho reitev, because Because if, according to Rashi, so if it is b'chsos atich oreitei, b'chsos chutz l'reitei, b'chsos chutz l'reitei, so mele det hapamos chatich apanui, the whole of drop remains osea, even though there is shishit in the totality of the day or negative as cholov. But on the other hand, it has the chumre as if it had dropped upon a chaticho that is originally chutz l'reitif, and then it would be minayar and mechasi. So what would be the aloche? Suppose the chaticho is kulo chutz l'reitif, and the chol of dropped on it. So then that chaticho remains osa. That chaticho remains osa. And the other chaticho, and then at the end of the cooking, he would be minayar and mechasi, so then we would need shishim neged the size of the whole chaticho. Because our chaticho. So here too, if it's mitzoso teichaite and mitzoso chutz l'reitei, even though he was not minayar mechas at all, neither at the beginning nor at the end. So it has both chumres. It has the chumre that this chaticha remains osea, even though the totality of the deiro is shishi negative as cholov, as if the whole chaticha had been above the level of reitei, and it also has the chumre of nia v'kiso. Of loy niya v'kisa b'tchilo v'niya v'kisa b'sof. So b'meile, the other chatiches, aroseh, not only there is no shishim in the totality against the tipo, even if there is shishim in the totality of the deiro against the tipo, but there is no shishim against the whole chaticho in the totality of the deiro, it's philosophy. How does he explain the task? So because everybody disagrees with the task, but how does he explain it? So he explains it on the basis, this is how the Panagodim explains it, the task, on the basis of the same lomdes that the Shach explained the aloche of Isadovuk. Now, we have the aloche that by Isadovuk, there is a din of Tichanasis Nevele by Isadovuk. What does it mean, Isadovuk? Suppose you have a kulye to which is attached chilev. So you have, let's say you have the kulye, and then a piece of chelev is attached to the kulye, to the kidney. So then, and that one piece of meat that has the kidney, that has a piece of chelev attached to it, a small piece of chelev attached to it, so if it was cooked in the pot with other chtiches basor, so then we need shishim, unless we say that the membrane is mafsik. But if we say that the membrane, let's say there is no membrane between the kidney and the chelev that is attached to it, so then we need shishim in order that the rest of the deira should be mutar. We need shishim not only the small piece of chelev attached to the kidney, but we need shishim like the whole kidney. That is a dog. So we have a machlekes. We have a machlekes between the Taz and the Shach in Siman Ayin Beis. I discussed it in Taruves. So in Taruves and in Melicha I discussed it. So what's the reason for Isadovuk? So the Taz mentions the reason because it's possible that at one point this kidney that has a piece of chelev attached to it buoyed up, and it was pushed up with the pressure of the steam. It was